The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Up on Taconic, the official podcast of Taconic High School. I'm your host for today's episode, Reed.
And I'm your co-host for today, Aries. Here we talk about what's happening in our school, student stories, events, achievements, and more.
Thanks for listening, and let's get started. First up today, me and Aries had a conversation with Caroline and Anna on some of our favorite food spots from around the Berkshires. Let's go to this week's first edition of Berkshire Delights. In today's edition of Berkshire Delights, we are joined by Caroline.
Hello.
And Anna.
Hello.
And we will be talking about our favorite restaurants and from describing the vibe to talking about the food. So, I'm going to ask this real quick. What is your favorite restaurant from around Berkshire County?
So, I have a few favorites, but I feel like one of my more niche favorites would probably be Smoky Divas. It's on Anoda Street, and it's really good. They have the best ribs and mac and cheese I have ever tasted.
What about you?
Well, for me personally, I don't really go to many restaurants, but one that I would say is the Fright Yard in North Adams. Like, I've only been there a few times, but, like, their food is really good.
Okay. What about you, Aries?
Are we talking about, like, chains or just not chains?
Not chains. Okay. Well, I mean, it can be, but, like, it not, like, big chains, though.
Okay. No McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I was going to say McDonald's. Okay. My favorite not chain restaurant is probably Zuko's, because, I mean, I don't like the family that much, but I like the food. And they have, like, really small portion sizes, but, you know, America has really big portion sizes, so I guess I'm just used to the big portions.
All right. And I guess for me, I'd say Brookhouse. That's not bad.
That's
I love Brookhouse.
That's not a bad one.
I love Brookhouse. We already talked about that. What's the type of vibe you get from your restaurant?
So my restaurant technically isn't really like a sit down. It's a really small, like, you get it for takeout. But I feel like, honestly, the vibe that I get from it, it's really cozy, and it kind of reminds me of the food I used to eat, like, back home. And yeah, I really love it. It feels homey, and it just gives off a lot of, like, Black culture, Black foods, like, yeah.
All right.
Mine is kind of, like, larger, and it, like, the outside looks like a barn. And when you go in, it has very warm lighting. It's very casual. But when you go upstairs, it can be a little more fancy. And it's just, like, it's very unique, I would say, because it can, like, function as both very casual. You can go there, it functions as a pub, and you can also just go there if you want to eat fancy, and there's also, like, outdoor seats and fairy lights and stuff, and it's really cool.
All right.
Well, when it comes to, like, vibe, the restaurant has, like, a really, I guess, Italian vibe. It feels like a lot like the Olive Garden in Springfield, Holyoke. There's one in Holyoke, I think. Yeah, it feels a lot like that, but it has, like, a certain tone to it, because it's a local restaurant, right? It's a family restaurant, so it has, like, a different tone than Olive Garden does, and I feel like that tone makes me feel a little warm there. Not, like, physically, it's not hot. I mean, you know, just feelings makes me feel warm.
I get what you mean. With Brookhouse, it's like a sports bar, but it's also functions as both a sit-down restaurant side and, like, the sports bar. They tend to have some nice events outside as well. They have a whole outside area with, like, a ring, like, a one of those huge chairs that you'd find. Those are kind of fun. They also have, like, an outdoor bar. They have like a little pond right next to it, which me and my friends used to skip rocks there all the time. And they also, they have like a little nice field out there. And during nights when they still have the outdoor place open, they have, you know, those like heater type things, like with the it's not like a fireplace, but like you kind of get what I mean.
No, I get what you mean.
And yeah, it's overall a really nice place to be. If I were to order from there, though, we can get on to the next topic for that part. What makes the theme so unique from other restaurants?
Honestly, I feel like it's just such a small restaurant. Like, I feel like there is a lot of small restaurants around, but that one, it has like a lot of old stuff in it, like old photos, old like pictures of the building, old photos of them, their kids. It's a very homey feeling, and I feel like 100% could there be other restaurants with the same exact feeling? Yes, but me personally, I love to go to restaurants. I went to a really good one last night. It's called Jay's, actually. It's a sushi restaurant. It's very nice, and I feel like there's just a lot of different feelings, but none of it has had such a like a homey feeling that Smoky Diva's has had for me, I feel like.
All right.
For the Fright Yard, it's kind of I feel like you would see this type of restaurant around a lot, but I think that their style and just like their location is kind of unique in the fact that like it's kind of secluded. It's not very close to like other restaurants, and there's just so many different things that you can do there, or like ways to eat. So I guess that's what makes it unique.
For me, the restaurant, like I said, I mentioned it, I related it to Olive Garden. It feels a lot like that. Like, it has the kind of Italian feeling to it. And I'm pretty sure it has outdoor seating. Its parking lot is oddly massive.
Isn't it over like by one of those strip malls?
Yeah. It's the layered one with where the Big Lots was, I think. Was it? I think so.
I
think it was Big Lots, yeah. In the first New York. But anyway. But moving on from that, I think it's not more the tone. It's more personal because that I went there after graduation, I think fifth grade or eighth grade. It was fifth grade. And it was really fun because I was like, oh, this is a new place. Might as well try it out. And it was really small. They had like not much staff. It was smaller. I don't even know if there's outdoor seating. And now seeing how big it is, it's like, you know, I guess it's more nostalgic feeling, but I think that's why I like it, because I like things that you can see the progression, you know, it doesn't just happen.
Did you ever end up seeing Bowie the Clown there at one point? What? You never went on a Thursday? Oh, so
you never went on a Thursday.
So Zuko's had a clown that went there and just made balloons for kids, like, there. Really? It was interesting, and it was always every Thursday when I went there.
I wouldn't, even if I knew, I wouldn't have gone. I don't know why. I don't.
Are you scared of clowns?
I'm not scared. I just don't like them. Like,
I used to get a balloon every time I would get my hair cut.
I'd like fun. If I have a kid, I'm not having them meet a clown until they're like 20. Okay, I don't like clowns.
You're naturally gonna meet a clown. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm gonna wipe them from then on out.
Matter of fact, never mind.
What?
Anyways, I'm sorry for getting off topic. The sports bar like theme mixed with the restaurant is like a nice average theme, and I think the simplicity of a sports bar mix is really nice. The staff there is also really cool. Actually, my aunt works there, and that's how I kind of got introduced. It wasn't like a graduation thing like yours. My graduation dinner was actually at, what was that fancy restaurant on the water? I forget.
Lakeside?
I don't think it's Lakeside. It's the one that Will worked at.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Zucchinis? Zucchinis?
No, I don't think so.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like the big mansion.
Yeah.
The wooden one? Was it wood?
I think the volleyball team went there for their banquet.
It had like a long name. I can't remember that.
No, I know what you're talking about, though.
I just can't remember the name. I never am able to.
Maybe like just think of Will. It might pop up.
Dude. gone.
Go ahead and just move on to the next question.
Yeah. Fair enough. Aries, I'll let you actually read off this question.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, I know.
Read.
If I were to go to that restaurant right now and order something, what should I get?
The baby back ribs with a side of mac and cheese, collard greens, and a buttered biscuit.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
That was very specific.
And Minute Maid lemonade.
Dude, it's not like a salad. It's just like incredibly specific.
What? Do you want me to say it again?
Like, please no.
Baby back ribs with a side of mac and cheese, collard greens, and a buttered biscuit with Minute Maid lemonade.
That rhymed.
That was amazing, but
thank ya.
I would say definitely their chicken tenders are amazing.
Amazing. Like,
they're so good. But something I would tell you not to get is their mashed potatoes. Their mashed potatoes are nasty. I'm sorry.
All right. I guess for me, I'm a very simple guy. I get
really
pretty much anywhere I go. I tend to get boneless garlic parm wings with blue cheese and pasta with just butter and Parmesan cheese on it.
Okay.
I'm very simple.
That's not crazy.
That's actually a good order.
Aries, what about you?
Okay. let me think here. Well, salad.
Really?
I'm not going to be specific and say this. Actually, no, probably Greek salad. Yeah, I'm a Greek salad person.
Balsamic vinegar?
No.
No?
I don't use dressing. Or like,
ew.
Okay, really? Listen. Yes, really.
Really?
Unless it's Italian dressing, but that's a...
Ew.
Green Caesar? No?
No.
Oh.
Vinaigrette, like raspberry, like
raspberry. This is raspberry.
Yes, it is so good. I had the best raspberry dressing on my salad one time.
Where was that?
It was in Minnesota.
Ah.
So
yeah, I don't think we're getting that here.
Yeah,
dude. Honestly, that might sound good, but anyway, and maybe a pizza because I have pizza. The pizza's fun.
What about drinks? I don't think we talked about that.
Shirley Temple or Minute Maid Lemonade.
I did not know you could
Shirley
drink
Temples
that.
Are
no,
great.
Shirley Temples are the go-to.
Shirley so
Temples
good.
At bars specifically.
Yes,
yeah.
So
that's
good. Absolutely.
That is where you get them. Either that or just a normal Sprite.
Okay, this is going to sound so basic. A Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke.
Okay,
are you kidding me?
I'm diabetic. I can't have a normal Coke.
Ah. Nope. Overall, what would you rate that restaurant?
A 10 out of 10. Actually, wait. 9.5 out of 10 because their hours are really weird and they're normally open like 2 days a week.
Oh. That. Yeah, same with Brookhouse. They only are open... They have weird opening times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how mine is. So 9.5 out of 10. Food's amazing. Don't forget baby back ribs with a side of mac and cheese, collard greens, a buttered biscuit, and Minute Maid lemonade.
Okay. Well, I'd give it an 8 out of 10 because sometimes it can get a little pricey there.
Really?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's what I was saying.
I'll give mine's a 9.6, mainly because of nostalgia, because I've been going there for years now, and
really?
Their food is also, I've tried different things there. They have some good shrimp there. They really do. I know shrimp, and they have like the same exact sauce that they use on the shrimp on the wings sometimes, so it's really good. I'd recommend trying it. I forget the name of the shrimp, but yeah.
Aries, what about you? Me? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Let me think. Probably like an 8, because it feels nice, right? The food's good. It's just because I know the family's a little, you know, a little wacky. Also, I don't know, sometimes, not all the time, especially if it's like raining or if it's like the sky is just gray for some reason, I don't really like going there. I don't know why, the feeling just isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, you know, summer's the best time to go. I might go a lot during the summer. Okay, thanks for joining us, Caroline and Anna. Now let's move to our next segment.
Next, we turn to our highlighted news from last Thursday's edition of The Thunder Report. Welcome to The Thunder Report Highlights.
This segment highlights major news from our weekly Thunder Report in a timed speed segment, and then afterwards, we go into more details in a bigger discussion.
All right. Aries, are you ready?
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Quarter three grades are closing this Friday, so be on the lookout for any missing assignments your child might be missing before the quarter comes to its end.
Tickets for Taconic Seas production of Big Fish are now on sale now. Tickets are $20, and you can grab yours by checking out the Taconic.theater on Instagram or Facebook.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting a vaccination clinic on April 14th in the nurse's office. Visit the Pittsfield Health Department website for more information.
Recently, our school looked at student feedback from surveys and student voice submit discussions, focusing on things like better communication, stronger relationship with teachers, and faster feedback on work. Both staff and students are working together to turn that feedback into real changes. For more extended info, head out to the Parent Square to see Dr. Bishop's full report.
The second annual Secret Singer competition has passed. If you'd like to check out the full thing, then head on over to the Taconic TV YouTube channel. And that is time. Okay. We got 51.19 seconds.
And the Taconic TV Thunder Report was 8 minutes.
Yes. So now let's actually talk about that show itself. We talked about the news portion. Now we're going to talk about our experiences from this show this week. So I mean, I'd say this week went pretty well. We had the flag football interview. We had the Easter egg hunt, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to run around. The thing with that is I wanted it to be 60 seconds. I wanted, like, a full time. Like, I wanted to do all 60 seconds. Like, there was no cuts, and it was literally just – like full on, you know, no cuts, no editing for the actual hunt. But the thing is, like, near the end, it got really slow because we found all the eggs. And so it was just, you know, the person was just walking past. And I was like, should I do the same? But
you were falling in that thing. You fell apparently 3 times, but we only saw it once on camera.
I'm not gonna post all the two. I did fall, though. Near the desk, I saw an egg, and I was like, oh, an egg, tripped, fell, my face hit the floor, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get that, and, you know, got back up. But, yeah, that desk flip, apparently in other classes, people actually laughed at that, which I'm happy they did, because I was like...
It was a humorous segment, which they should have laughed.
Yeah,
was great.
I actually wanted to, like, flip the desk fully over, but the teacher of that class would be so mad at me if I did.
Well, I mean, at least you got in there in the first place. Don't need to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to again, though.
I mean, you could, but it's a debate in the future. What else do we have? We had the Spanish headlines in Sports Corner, as usual. Sports Corner is back for the spring season. I thought we did a decent job. It was only one game, though, so far, and that was baseball. Unfortunately, we lost, but
yeah.
Hey, we still have more room to improve in the future. So
I'm not involved in the Sports Corner. I don't really care about that. I mean, it's necessary, but I don't really like it. We need to bring the weather back. What happened to the weather?
The weather is what the other team's Avery was doing, and we had actually one last week that a lot of people criticized, and they brought it to me for some reason. I'm not a part of that week. I have nothing to do with it.
They brought it to you?
Yeah, they straight up said, why was the weather report so long? And I was like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
It wasn't me who was running it.
Hey, you don't control that segment.
But yeah, I mean, it was informational, but it wasn't necessary to run that time. That is a delta from their week. Sorry to pull that in, but yeah, we should do weather.
They probably mentioned that. I also thought about this. I'm like a big Taconic TV person. You're like a big up on Taconic. Like, we have our own, because I do a lot of stuff at Taconic TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you do a lot of stuff up on Taconic, but we also get involved in each other's, you know.
Yeah, we kind of work together a lot more than what we usually would do with some of the other team. I mean, we aren't all close, which is kind of to be expected, but over time I can say we probably will grow closer together as a team very soon.
Yeah.
What else happened this week? Crap. Spanish headlines. Yeah, it was only two things that they talked about on there.
I think it was three.
It was two or three, but yeah, Sarai did an amazing job as usual. She still has more to improve, of course, like we all do. And Yeah. Hera did anchor one this week, and Brendan was anchor two. Fun fact, Brendan has not been anchor two since his sophomore year, I believe. So that is something to keep aware, and his first time in his senior year doing it again.
And also, like, like, I think Hera did really good. Brendan, on the other hand, you did fantastic. I thank you. Thank you. No, so, okay. Anyway, yeah, she did good. He did good, as expected. The very cool thing, though, is, like you mentioned, not everyone here has a close relationship. Like, there's some students in the class, like, I'm not the best with, but the thing is, we can all still combine to create a bigger mass, and then eventually we're going to become...
What?
We're going to become one.
Yeah, sure. It was actually... So Brendan actually wasn't supposed to be the anchor this week. Yeah. It was actually supposed to be Caroline, but Caroline was out Thursday, which I did not notice until we started, which...
Dude, really?
Bad observation on my end, but yeah, Brendan wasn't supposed to be it, but he did do the best to fill in Caroline's role. Hera did an amazing job as her first time being anchor one, and yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting week. We have a lot to talk about. Let's talk about the pluses and deltas, though. So pluses-wise, I thought we did a great job on...
Yeah, what'd you...
Ooh. I thought we did a great job on our, like, the production. We had two takes, and two takes is all we needed, and I thought we did great.
Yeah, and the minimum amount of takes you should have is two. We got the minimum, because you don't want to only have one take. You want to have two, so you can, like, edit them together. But, like, two takes is absolutely fantastic. I'm so proud of the team. I'm a mother now. I'm so proud of it. But, like, seriously, like, that's a big thing. Because at the beginning of the year, if we had a day off, we would get a mediocre show, right? And we saw that. But these last two shows, maybe even three, like...
No big deal. Oh, sorry.
These last two shows, maybe even three, like, we've had just fantastic... just great teamwork, and the shows have been amazing. Like a teacher said, like the media teacher, like it's just been amazing, and that's really good. Like if we keep that up, you know, we're gonna have probably a bad show before the year ends. Probably that's just how it is. But
we've had a few, which is we're not going to, of course, look back. We've improved since, and I'd say. That's all we really need. Improvement is all we really need. It was a compact week. We threw together the best we could, and now, yeah, that's our product. But, yeah.
Yeah, and the math package, I'm going to talk about that. The math package.
I'm going to remove this whole thing.
But yeah, the math package, I wanted to be in this show, but I'm kind of glad it wasn't. The show was already very long, and like a teacher said, you really want a shorter show. And that was actually going to be one of my deltas, that it was long, but I can't really, that's not really your fault. One of the students was like, we really shouldn't have the Chuck Norris thing. I'm like, in the Easter egg hunt, I feel like they have their own purposes. The Chuck Norris thing, I feel like we should have something about Chuck Norris. I feel like we should have something about Chuck Norris because, like, you know, it is news, you know? And the Easter egg hunt, it's seasonal. I think it's good to have seasonal things like we did with Christmas, and I think we had something with Valentine's Day. Like, it's good to have that. You know, that it brings a theme.
We've actually been getting lucky a lot this year with the holidays. I don't think the other week has gotten any. Yeah, Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry,
what did we do again? I forgot.
Didn't we do, like, who do you love?
Like, I'm pretty sure it was MOS. I'm pretty sure we did all MOS. No, the Easter egg one was not MOS.
No.
We only did two MOS segments, which means Man on the Street, for those who don't know. And the Easter egg hunt was the non-MOS one.
And the reason it wasn't MOS is because I kind of just I'm getting sick of the layout. Like, it's just always MOS. Like, I want something more. Like, with Valentine's Day, we should have, like, a date.
But, yeah. Like, a comedy date? Like, yeah. I think that'd be great. Well, I believe we are coming up on the time.
Yes, we are. That's it for us here. Now, back to you.
That's it for our discussions, but there's still more to come. Up next, we go to an interview I did with the Career Center. Thanks. Today, I am joined by...
Heather Williams from the Mass Higher Berkshire Workforce Board.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Groves from Mass Higher Berkshire Career Center.
And today, we will be talking about teenage jobs and their respective career paths. Welcome in, you two. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for having us, Reed.
No problem.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of things actually happening today specifically. We had the rain outside, which kind of sucks. It's for the rest of the week, too. Yeah.
Some thunder, some lightning.
Oh, yeah. I saw that outside. I'm like, I gotta walk home in that? Really?
Oh, no. That stinks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's no big deal. So is there any events coming up for Mass Higher that you guys would like to talk about?
Yeah.
Do you want I'll Kelly, you can piggyback off of what I'm going to throw out there. So we have a youth employment job fair that is coming up on April 22nd. It will be taking place from 10 a.m. till noon, right, Kelly? That's the time frame.
Yeah.
We will be putting the word out about this event through all of our partnering school districts and our career center. You know, it's part of Kelly's organization. They will be getting it out there to the community at large. But we welcome any and all youth to come check it out. It's during school vacation week, and there's going to be a wide array of employers there that are looking to hire on youth for summer jobs. So that's one of our biggest events that we're most excited about. And then I'll turn it over to Kelly to talk about our Summer Youth Works program that she is steadily gearing up for as we speak.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Yeah, so we're gearing up for our Youth Works program, which helps put young people ages 14, 25 into work experiences, could be their first employment opportunity, or could help them get into a career opportunity. So it is for eligible Berkshire County youth they have to be a resident and meet an additional barrier, which will be included in the application. Applications are here at Mass Higher, 160 North Street, third floor in Pittsfield, and they're located right in the hallway at our Career Center for people to pick up. If somebody does have a barrier to pick up the application, I'll be happy to mail it to them. And they are due May 28th. So it's a firm deadline just because we have limited spots for the program. So we really need everything completed with the application. In addition, we have walk-in employment assistance for young people ages 14 to 25 every Wednesday and Thursday here at the Career Center. It's 1 to 3:30. There's no appointment needed. And then we also have a YouthWorks application assistance. So if somebody is having a hard time with the application, they need copies for the eligibility paperwork, they can come here and there's career counselors available to help them with that.
That sounds amazing. Thank you. Teens in high school seek independence, and with that comes working in the workforce to make money. What jobs do you offer to high schoolers?
Oh, there's so many youth-friendly jobs out there throughout our business community, especially in healthcare, hospitality, the trades, retail, recreation. I could go on and on. But through YouthWorks and Kelly's programming, youth are able to get connected to those opportunities. And my organization, the Workforce Board, we work with all of the school districts in managing all of their internship models and career readiness programs. And, you know, throughout all of these opportunities through the Workforce Board and through the Career Center, we have well over 1,000 companies every year that are providing opportunities, internships, structured work experiences to youth throughout the region. So many opportunities exist out there. And that's why we can't say enough. You know, if you're a young person here in the region, go to the Career Center. They have so many wonderful services there to get you connected to jobs, to brush up on your interviewing skills, your resumes. And we also offer that through internship programs within the high schools as well. So there's lots of great resources out there and lots of great job opportunities for young people here in Berkshire County.
Does that also go with what Ms. Conant does as well here?
Yep, it absolutely connects to what Ms. Conant does. Yep, so we have a Ms. Conant just about in every single high school throughout the region, connecting students to internships and job opportunities that relate to their career interests. But most importantly, and, you know, just like what our Youth Works program provides young people, an opportunity to really develop employability skills, right? That will carry our young people throughout any job or career that they have for the rest of their lives. So lots of opportunities here for our young people.
Absolutely. And at the Career Center, yeah, like Heather said, you know, in addition to that, you know, we're offering structured work readiness training, career readiness, in addition to the opportunities. Mm-hmm. And career counselors are available to assist and assess what the individual wants to do, you know, as far as a work, whether it's an internship or it's an unsubsidized placement, meaning a permanent position. That's not an internship. So we work very hard with the individual doing career assessments, labor market information to figure out, you know, what would be the ideal fit for the person.
That sounds great. Just got to find my question. And these also relate to RCT shops here as well, correct?
Yes, they absolutely do. Yep. So there's so many companies, right, in the region that bring on students from Taconic and McCann, you know, these regional youth that are engaged in CTE programming. We at the Workforce Board, we've actually brought on now two interns from Taconic's business technology program. So, you know, our businesses, including ourselves, we really value students that are engaged in CTE programming because they bring in so much knowledge and skill into the workplace. So, lots and lots of students that are connected to CTE are absolutely provided with these opportunities.
Thank you. After the years of youth, which are the ages of 14 to 25, what opportunities are open for them afterwards? Oh my God.
Yeah. There's a lot of training opportunities that are available to, you know, young adults and adults ages 25 plus. And a lot of these training programs are, of course, through Mass Hire, but also in collaboration with our partners in the region, like Berkshire Community College and Pittsfield Public Schools and McCann. A lot of these training programs are free. And, you know, folks leave the training program with these amazing credentials. And 9 times out of 10, they're at least afforded an interview, right, from our partnering employers that are in need of skilled workers. And many are hired on by employers. So there's a wealth of training and opportunities that are available for the adult population here in the region as well.
Yeah, and at Mass Hire, like Heather was saying, We do have adult services here. We have adult career counselors, just as we have youth career counselors who work with, you know, adults 18 and plus as well. And what we do here is we see, you know, if they're suited for youth services or adult services. And then that's kind of where we, you know, assess and we you know, place the individual with youth or adult. So there's a lot of services that are aligned with the same kind of pathway with youth and adult. Mm-hmm. So we also have a full service business team here that works amazingly with all youth and adult to really try to get programming in the area, job services, employers, host job fairs so that individuals can find find employment and careers. So there's a lot. There's a lot we do.
That sounds about right.
There's a misconception out there, Reed, too, that there's not a lot of opportunity here, that there are no jobs here in the Berkshires, and that couldn't be further from the truth. There's a wealth of job opportunities, all different levels. So we encourage everyone to take a look at JobQuest. So if they go onto the Career Center's website, it's www.masshireberkshirecc.com and click on the job seeking or job seeker link. That will bring them to an updated list of all of the job opportunities that are available here in the region. And that's updated weekly, right, Kelly?
Daily. The job listing is, we're every day we're getting new employers to add to it. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
There's
thousands of jobs.
There's so many opportunities on there. You know, and like I said, you could, you know, depends on your age and where you're at, what services you will get, and you can meet one-on-one with a career counselor and they'll help you apply to a job on that listing.
Thank you. I'm so off today.
You're doing great.
Thank you. What was your first job?
My first job, and this was fun to think about. I was 15 years old, and I was bussing tables at Timothy's Restaurant on East Street. It's no longer there. But I also did a little bit of hosting as well, like seating people when they came in. And it taught me so many things. At the time, it was wild and very eye-opening, but looking back on it, it taught me so many things that are now benefiting me where I'm at in my career and in my life. So customer service, you know, taking initiative, just learning how to be balanced in a very fast-paced work environment. Communication, you know, all of those key skills that I mentioned, you know, that will carry someone through their lives, no matter what job or career they're in. So looking back on it, I wouldn't have traded that first job experience for the world, because I think it helped shape me into who I am today in my career.
All right. What about you, Kelly?
I couldn't remember exactly like what my first job was, because I worked a lot when I was younger. So I know I started babysitting very young and working at an ice cream shop and then a couple other places. But I just always remember working. I always worked. And then like Heather said, you know, you learn so many valuable skills. You do responsibility, dependability, saving money, balancing your money, balancing your school life and your work life, and, you know, just being dependable and being able also to rely on those people to give you references later on. I remember those people who I worked for, even the people I babysat for, I'd be calling them as work references later on in my life, because they trusted me. You know, you build trust, you build relationships with employers or people you're working for early on as a young worker, And that's really important to build those relationships, have that trust, be dependable and able to count on them and them count on you so that you can, you know, be able to use them as a reference later on in life as, you know, a character for them to, you know, give you a good recommendation for something, mm-hmm. whether it's school, whether it's college, whether it's another job, something. So those all, you know, were great experiences for me.
That sounds amazing.
Fantastic points, Kelly.
I mean, it's something that teenagers can obviously do nowadays, right? Like with those kind of things.
Absolutely. Even if you're, you know, doesn't matter what you're doing. Like I said, if it's working for somebody, cleaning houses, like a friend or whatever, you're building that, mm-hmm. you know, your character, you're making, building good relationships, and those good relationships help you down the road. They really do.
For sure.
All right. Thank you. Oh, I think the experience has already been covered. I think we're all good on that. What was it like getting up to your current position?
Yeah, it wasn't a straight line. That's for sure. And that's usually how it is, right? In life. So I started my career in 2002. I was a teacher at Taconic, a history teacher. And I did that for a couple of years. In 2005, I was faced with being laid off, you know, because I was a new teacher, new into the system, and they were laying off positions. So the principal of Taconic at the time, Doug McNally, who served and still serves on the Mass Hire Workforce Board, he approached me with this opportunity saying, you know, they need a youth program director at the workforce board. And I thought to myself, well, what is that? What does that position entail? Mm-hmm. But truthfully, I needed a job. So I interviewed for it. I got the position. And you know, I didn't know what I was doing at first. You know, I had to learn everything and all of the systems on the job, which was very eye-opening and enlightening. But looking back 21 years later, almost 21 years later, in my role here, I'm so thankful I took this position and I took the leap, because I am doing things now 20 years later that I never thought I'd be able to do. Just my confidence level has improved. I never thought I'd be a good leader, and I feel like I am. And, you know, it's just been so amazing to be part of this system and work with the partners that we're able to work with that have helped shape, you know, this career readiness system that Kelly and I have been working on for so many years. So I know that I'll be able to take the skills and the confidence and everything that I've learned and earned in this role and take that into whatever my next venture is moving forward. So it's been an amazing ride, an amazing journey. But I wouldn't have traded it for the world. Just all the skills that I've gained and the people I've been able to work with and the change we've been able to make in the region for good. So
that's great. Yeah. What about you, Kelly?
So I prior to this position, I was in, was working in human service. Well, I'm still working in human services. I was working as a case manager, a family advocate, in the school systems and at another agency. And then due to, you know, funding, the programming that I was working in, we had lost our funding. So I found this position here as a career counselor, and I took it. And then during that time, I worked as a career counselor in the HISEP program, all different areas in this agency. And everything that I love to do what I went to school for, different, because I changed my major a couple times in college. And over time I evolved. I evolved because I was like, I love doing this and I love doing that. And I found here at the Career Center, I was doing every single thing that I love to do. Working with individuals, helping them, education, everything that I love to do. And then I grew into my position. I grew into this career, into this place. And I love helping people. I love the team I work with. I love the workforce board's amazing. We have a lot of support, and then also being able to help the community and work with partners. And I feel like just this community in itself, we all have the same mission, to just make the lives better for our young people, and just support people and grow our workforce and our young people and help them. And I'm all for it. So.
Well, I could skip the last question then. All right. Well, that's all from us. Thank you, Heather and Kelly, for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. And now back to everyone else.
Finally, we have Saray with another movie review, talking about one of the greatest movies of all time, Titanic.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a un nuevo podcast. Yo soy Sarai y hoy estoy con mis amigas Angeli y Dana. En el episodio de hoy vamos a hablar sobre la famosa película Titanic, dirigida por James Cameron. Vamos a comentar la historia, los personajes, nuestras opiniones y también debatir algunas cosas interesantes.
Sí, hablaremos de la película Titanic, que se estrenó en 1997 y es una de las películas más famosas de la historia.
Los protagonistas son Leonardo DiCaprio como Jack y Kate Winslet como Rose.
Además, está basada en hechos reales. El hundimiento del barco Titanic en 1912. Ganó muchos premios, incluyendo varios Oscars.
Bueno, ahora vamos a hacer un pequeño resumen de la historia.
La película trata de Rose, una joven rica que se siente atrapada en su vida, y Jack, un chico pobre que ganó un boleto para subirse al barco.
Ellos se conocen, se enamoran y viven una historia muy intensa en poco tiempo.
Pero todo cambia cuando el barco choca contra un iceberg.
Y ahí es cuando comienza la tragedia.
Ahora vamos a dar nuestras opiniones.
Mi personaje favorito es Jack, porque es libre, divertido y valiente.
Y a mí me gusta el personaje Rose, porque evoluciona mucho durante la película.
Mi escena favorita es cuando están en la proa del bar, en la famosa escena de Estoy volando.
Y a mí me gusta cuando dibuja Rose.
Mi parte favorita es el final, aunque es muy triste.
Bueno, ahora tengo algunas preguntas para ustedes. La primera es, ¿por qué crees que Titanic sigue siendo tan famosa hoy en día?
Creo que Titanic sigue siendo más famosa porque combina muchas cosas que conectan con las personas. Y no es solo una historia de amor, porque es una tragedia basada en la vida real. La gente se siente atraída por historias que realmente pasaron. Y más si son tan impactantes como el hundimiento del Titanic.
Además, la relación entre Jack y Rose es muy intensa, aunque dure poco tiempo. Eso hace que el público se emocione más, porque muestra cómo alguien puede cambiar tu vida en muy poco tiempo. También influye mucho la actuación de Leonardo DiCaprio y Kate Winslet, que hicieron los personajes muy increíbles.
Ok, ¿el amor entre Jack y Rose fue real o solo fue algo del momento?
Yo pienso que sí fue real, pero también fue muy rápido. A veces cuando estás en una situación diferente o emocionante, como viajar en un barco tan grande, puedes conectar con alguien más intensamente. Jack representa todo lo que Rose no tiene: libertad, diversión y la posibilidad de ser ella misma.
Aunque solo se conocieron por pocos días, lo que vivieron fue muy fuerte. Jack ayudó a Rose a ver la vida en otra forma. Y eso es algo que no se olvida fácilmente. Entonces, aunque fue corto, sí fue significativo y realmente para ellos.
¿Qué mensaje crees que deja la película?
Uno de los mensajes más importantes es que el dinero no es todo. Rose tenía una vida llena de lujos, pero no era feliz. En cambio, Jack no tenía dinero, pero disfrutaba la vida y la libertad.
También enseña que hay que aprovechar el momento y tomar decisiones por uno mismo, Rose cambia completamente gracias a su experiencia con Jack y decide vivir la vida como ella quiere.
Otro mensaje es lo frágil que puede ser la vida. Todo puede cambiar en segundos, como pasó con el barco, así que es importante valorar lo que tenemos. Okay, otra pregunta es, ¿quién crees que tuvo la culpa del hundimiento del barco, del Titanic?
Creo que fue solo una persona, no solo una persona, sino varias decisiones. Por ejemplo, el barco iba demasiado rápido, a pesar de que había tensión sobre icebergs. Eso demuestra que había demasiada confianza en el Titanic, era insumergible.
También hubo problemas como la falta de botes salvavidas, lo que hizo que muchas personas no pudieran salvarse. En general, fue una combinación de errores humanos, exceso de confianza y mala preparación para emergencias.
Ok. ¿Cuál personaje te parece más interesante y por qué?
Rose es uno de los personajes más interesantes porque tiene una gran evolución. Al inicio se sentía atrapada, sin poder decidir sobre su vida, pero a poco a poco se vuelve más valiente y empieza a tomar sus propias decisiones.
También Jack es interesante porque aunque no tiene dinero, tiene una forma de ver la vida muy positiva. Él representa la libertad y ayuda a Rose a cambiar. La combinación de ambos personajes hace que la historia sea más profunda.
¿Crees que la película es más de romance o de tragedia?
Yo creo que es una mezcla de ambos, pero al final se siente como una tragedia. La historia de amor es muy importante y es lo que hace que el público se conecte emocionalmente, pero el contexto es muy triste.
El hundimiento del Titanic fue un evento real donde murieron mucha gente y eso se hace toda la historia que tenga un tono trágico. El romance hace que la tragedia sea aún más dolorosa porque ya está emocionalmente involucrando con los personajes.
Ok, ¿el amor de Jack y Rose fue real o fue muy rápido?
Yo creo que sí fue muy real, aunque fue muy rápido.
Para mí fue muy rápido, pero igual fue intenso.
Ok, una de las preguntas más polémicas es, ¿ya cabía en la puerta?
Sí cabía. No, yo no creo que no, porque se hundía.
Bueno, ya estamos llegando al final de este podcast. Así que por último vamos a dar una calificación del 1 al 10.
Yo le doy un 10.
Yo un 9.
Yo también le doy un 10, ya que es un clásico. Bueno, eso es todo. Gracias por escucharnos. Esperamos que les haya gustado este episodio sobre Titanic. Nos vemos en el próximo podcast. Adiós.
Bye.
Well, that is all we have for you this evening. If you have any questions or ideas, email us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net. For more from us, check out our YouTube channel, Taconic TV, where you'll find our weekly news show, The Thunder Report, and much more. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.